The Democratic Alliance has received a response from President Ramaphosa in which we pose the question whether or not the identities of the two ministers who are in his cabinet, who are allegedly involved in the cartels that are active at Eskom, were revealed to him, or at least if he took any action to find out who is involved and how he will hold them to account. In the true Ramaphosa fashion, the president has indicated that he has not essentially looked into this matter and is simply leaving the matter to law enforcement agencies. And now this is a clear dereliction of duty in our view, because these allegations are serious, and if the president was made aware that there are senior government ministers in his cabinet who are involved in the corruption at Eskom, he should have immediately sought to undertake who it is and essentially look to holding them to account. And so we now have no choice but to look forward to the former CEO Andre de Ruyter's testimony at SCOPA next week when he comes to Parliament, because it is clear that answers will not be forthcoming from the president and his cabinet ministers.